The executive chairman of the Mosan Okunola Local Council Development Area, HUN. Princess Olabisi Adebaho has chaired the council's budget stakeholder forum, which contributes to the development of the LCDA. The Mosan Okunola LCDA Budget Stakeholders Forum tagged, Budget of Sustainability, is an essential platform for stakeholders to discuss, share insights, discuss priorities, and align their strategies for the upcoming year of the council's budget. As it is very important to review the year 2024, the council boss gave a few insights into her achievements, which include infrastructural development, renovation and upgrade of Akinogun Primary Health Center, beside Ladega Market, Mosan, reconstruction of Fifth Avenue Road, Goan Estate Egbeda, with full interlocking stones covering over 500 by 14 kilometers, construction of modern stalls, shops at Rauf Aregbesola Market, Fifth Avenue, Goan Estate, construction of ultra-modern shopping mall at Paco B. Stop, Ipaja Road, construction of more than 10 box culverts in all 5 wards during this administration, rehabilitation of failed section from Four Square Church to Safem School Gate, renovation of Council Multipurpose Hall, construction of Wesley Street, a basin with interlocking stones, rehabilitation of Third Avenue from Federal Baptist Church Junction to Arabian Hotel Junction, repairs of defective and desilting at BH Street Shigari Estate, construction of AB Street off Kokumo Road, construction of 411 Road, Goan Estate Egbeda, construction of steel link bridge at Water, Sele Village, Water B, Stop, construction of Awori Street, Akinogun with interlocking stones, a walkway path, and a street light, commissioned the completion of toilets and potable water supply at African Church Primary School, renovation of dilapidated roof to aluminium long-span roofing at African Primary School, construction of ultra-modern car park and bus shelter at Bola Tinubu Modern Market, Mosan, renovation works on Rauf Aregbesola Flagship Primary Healthcare Center, reconstruction of 31 Road, Goan Estate, reconstruction of Powerline Road, Okunola, construction of an ultra-modern 2-to-2-story administrative building, well-equipped with furniture and electrical gadgets, purchase of revenue bus, disbursement of cash gifts to CDAs, market men, women, artisans, and physically challenged, rehabilitation of Council Road and construction of drainage, rehabilitation of the Legislative Chamber, renovation of Akinogun Primary Health Center, Akinogun, renovation of 3 units of block of 6 classrooms, African Church Primary School, Mosan Akinogun, repair of culvert at 5th Avenue, Abesan Estate, ongoing reconstruction of road from Keta B, stop to Abesan Fire Service Station by Abesan Water Cooperation, Abesan Estate, ongoing construction of Abiokuta Street, Okunola, empowerment, visitation to Little Saints Orphanage, Akawanjo with a variety of food items, hosted the aged and widows in the community and presented cash gifts to them annually, mega empowerment for widows and senior citizens, distributed relief stimulus package amongst special persons, distribution of cash palliatives and saw to the completion and graduation ceremony of participants on Adir acquisition skills. Disbursements of cash gifts to CDAs, market men and women, artisans, and special persons in phases. Distribution of relief support to the community, members, and staff of the Mosan Okunola LCDA, which was carried out in phases 1, 2, and 3 education. Distribution of 400 desks and chairs, 3,000 school bags, and 27,000 notebooks to all 4 public primary schools in the LCDA, flag off of summer coaching for school pupils from primary 4 to 6 to keep their brains alert during the long holidays. Indigene students across all the wards in Mosan Okunola LCDA benefited from the free GCE forms, staged spelling bee competition for students of SSS and JSS categories, distribution of 10,000 notebooks and 5 school bags last year, distribution of free JAM forms holds annually, distribution of free GCE forms holds annually. As we navigate the evolving landscape, our 2025 vision remains as clear as the crystal ball, which enhances operational excellence, drives innovation, and fosters sustainable growth amongst all. The budget priorities are to achieve our objectives, which certainly will focus on investing in digital transformation, which this administration has always been involved in, thereby creating job opportunities, developing our talent pipeline, strengthening community engagement, Adebaho added. Furthermore, the council boss stressed more about her administration's commitment to health and wellness initiatives. We have organized health awareness campaigns, health walks, free medical checkups, and administered free drugs and vaccination drives to ensure the well-being of our community, she said, Hun. Adebaho acknowledged the challenges posed by limited resources but still went ahead to assure the stakeholders of her administration's transparency and accountability in ensuring that every project she undertook was carefully evaluated to ensure that it meets the needs of the community and delivers value for money, Hun. Adebaho implored all stakeholders present to add their inputs as their perspectives are invaluable. We seek your inputs on emerging trends and opportunities areas for improvement and strategic partnerships, she said. In conclusion, the council boss appreciated everyone present. We cannot do it all alone, as we stand to put the round peg in the round hole and not otherwise, she added, Hun. Ayo Oromolade, secretary to the local council, while giving the closing remark, seized the opportunity to appreciate the council boss for her tireless efforts and also reassured the stakeholders of the capability of the council boss to do exactly what she has promised. Also present at the stakeholders' engagement was the Mosano Kunola APC chieftain, Alhaji Yisa Yusuf, Bobaselu of Ipaja Land, Hun. Tajadeen, vice chairman, Hun, Deo Asanoo, leader of the 6th Mosano Kunola Legislative, Hun. Olasunkanmi Adefioye, council manager, Mrs. Apatira Abiola led the management team, and executive members, among other notable dignitaries.